following interview is conducted as part of Georgia Institute of Technology's Everyday Georgia Interview Project. Today is April 25th, 2018. The interview is taking place at Positive Impact Health Centers. The interviewer is Allison Powell Key. The interviewee is Larry Lehman, President and CEO of Positive Impact Health Centers. Thank you for participating in this project.
You're welcome.
Okay, first question is, can you talk about where you were born and where you grew up?
Okay.
We're going to start back and then work our way forward.
A little while ago. I was born in Alliance, Ohio, which is northeast Ohio. Grew up there, lived there till I was probably 27, maybe 26, when I moved to Atlanta. So it was, I've actually lived now in Atlanta more time than I've lived in Ohio, so.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell me about your education and or career experiences?
My background is civil engineering. I started getting involved in HIV nonprofits in 1985, in the early part of the epidemic. Had an incredible passion for that work and just was very moving what the need was, the lack of resources that was at the time, the discrimination that went on at the time, just a lot of issues. Atlanta was having a very serious problem and has continued ever since then to have a serious problem with HIV. In 1985, I volunteered for AIDS Atlanta for quite a while. In 87, I was one of the first board members for Project Open Hand, which is now Open Hand, the big meal delivery program here. Mm-hmm. Was part of their founding board and was the treasurer. Worked with them for a while as a volunteer. Worked with the NAMES Project, the AIDS Memorial Quilt, for a long time as a volunteer. In 1990, Sandy Thurman, who later became the AIDS czar under Bill Clinton's administration, was the director of AIDS Atlanta at the time and asked me to come to work there. So I worked there for 4 years. Went to Aid Gwinnett in 94, in the fall of 94, became the director in about 6 months, was the first full-time employee there, and continued to grow the clinic program, different pieces. 2015, we merged with Positive Impact, which was a lot of work. It was about 3 years of work getting that done, ramping up to it and getting through that process. On March 1st of 2015, became a $6 million agency, and today we are almost $14.5 million 3 years later. So it has grown exponentially in that time. So we've moved both buildings, which your folks have helped us with. We've added pharmacies in both centers that will open soon. Added about 30 people on staff. Added a whole new clinic program in this building. Extended behavioral health to the other center. And it's all been about adding more services to the community. We've got about 20,000 people out of care in HIV, and the goal is to bring more of those individuals to care. So,
what are your interests and or hobbies?
My number one hobby and my number one money pit is I have a Harley motorcycle, touring motorcycle. I love to ride. Love to be in the mountains with it and ride with my friends. So, and then my second piece is probably my two dogs that are more spoiled than any two dogs ever deserve to be. But
okay. So. Okay. Please describe a significant person or event which influenced who you are today.
I met a young man when I started volunteering in the early part of this epidemic who had... He had pneumocystis once already, which a lot of people never lived through, which I wasn't aware of. We started going out, and he shared one evening what was going on with his health, which I didn't know. And as I learned more about his story and the passion of, came out as a young gay man, his father threw him out, he lived in some friend's garage, he put himself through school, became a computer programmer. Just this incredible drive for life and to live and to move forward. And lived about 9 months after we met and died of pneumocystis when he got it the second time. But I think that incredible time, you never heard him complain. It was always moving forward. What could we do to help others? He was a volunteer. He really needed to be a patient, but he was a volunteer the whole time he was there. Yeah. And just this incredible tenacity to make a difference. And I feel a great passion that I think that's what we're here to do. I think right. we all need to give back.
Moving on to the Georgia Tech Initiative related questions, can you talk about how you initially became involved with Georgia Tech?
We had to replace our Duluth Center. As part of the move, we knew that we were out of space there. So during the merger process, we knew we were looking at that. Then we got notice our Midtown building was going to be torn down. So we started having discussions, who would help us with this, who would be the architects and stuff to replace both buildings at that point. Gwen Davies, who is our director of behavioral health here, had a friend in the medical sims lab and set up an appointment for us to go over and meet with them and play in their playground there in that room, which was so cool to see all that. So at the same time, we had applied for a grant to possibly help us with this, but it hadn't been approved at that point. Mm-hmm. So in talking to them and what the type of clinic programs they had worked with and the issues they had looked at and key components with patient flow and staff flow and interaction, it was just a very eye-opening afternoon, to say the least. When Gwen and I left there, I think what we were looking at was, even if we don't get the grant, we need to find a way that we can engage with them. We really need to make this come together. Short time later, the grant was approved. We contracted with them to help us. My role was here is taking it from through the planning phase, the architectural drawings, contractor, and then getting it built. I mean, being our contact person here for all that. They completely changed the layouts the architects came up with for both facilities. It was different architects and different contractors and owners and everything. But I think the layout they come up with for both buildings has been a phenomenal piece. It flows very, very well for patients. It follows the system and flow of how we see people here. I mean, literally. In our former building, people were isolated in corners. Not a lot of workflow. People were siloed. You know, you don't come in my area, I don't come in your area. And it worked well if you were all separate groups, but we're not. We're one agency, and we all see the same patients, and we all work together, or we need to. So what they did, I think, was not only change the physical layout of the building, the physical change made the culture change, so people more lean on each other. You'll see in the work area of the staff, it all flows together. There's not doors between the departments. In that area, it all flows together between those three. Our substance abuse program has to be separate. That's by law. It has to have a separate entrance and all that. So that mandated that. But our prevention program, client services, and behavioral health, the workspace for the staff flows all together. Okay. Definitely laid out areas that are just for that program, but the connection between the three flows completely through there. And if you look when you're going through the buildings, the staff areas here and the clients areas are in the middle. And the staff go this way, and the clients go this way. Okay. And it works really, really well. And it sounds really simple, but it makes a huge difference with what we do. It really does. I think it's a big piece when it was put together and actually you saw it work together.
Okay. I think you've answered my next couple of questions. And you touched on this last one, but can you just talk more about how this partnership has affected your work personally?
I'm very impressed with the layout they came up with. It was one thing to see it being discussed and then being it planned, actually seeing it getting built, and then I think the most critical part is moving in and seeing it work. Right. And it was a very different experience for both centers. The Duluth Center came out of a cube area, most of them into separate areas that flowed together. Here, they were in separate island areas, I think, and put together. But it has worked very, very well in both centers. And we've only been in the new Duluth Center for a couple of weeks, but you can honestly see the difference already. It's clients have complimented us nonstop. They love the layout. They love the way it works. Everyone that we've taken on tour, took them through the building, they're very impressed with the layout, and we're very, very pleased with it.
Okay, just wrapping up here, are there any other further experiences that you'd like to share?
I can honestly say that I would definitely, we're looking to expand our services around the state as we go forward over the next couple of years. We would definitely want to bring the program back in to help us with other locations. Okay. I think we've seen a huge value in the work that they did. It makes a huge difference and impact, not only in the clients, but also in our staff. So.
Great. Well, thank you for participating in the Everyday Georgia Interview Project and sharing your story with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.